Yesterday, we spoke about the deal struck between the Prime Minister and state leaders. It'll bring an additional $25 billion to public hospitals over 5 years. Queensland's cut, we don't know. We haven't been told what that is, but it should be around. Considering we carry the can on a lot of things, you'd think our cut would be about $5 billion. Well, I hope so. That takes total federal hospital spending now to $220 billion. But while premiers were shaking hands, a vital group feel left out. National Seniors Australia say earlier promises of $2 billion for aged care to speed up the discharge of older people stuck in hospitals has appeared to disappear. Meanwhile, thousands of older Aussies are stuck in hospitals, not because they need acute medical care, it's because there's nowhere for them to go. There's no aged care. And as we know, that has a roll-on effect. Recent data shows more than 4,000 people have waited more than 35 days for admission to residential aged care or for support at home. Incredible stats. Hundreds more have waited several months. Joining me on the line now is Chris Grice, the CEO of National Seniors Australia. Chris, what was your reaction when you saw this funding deal?
Good morning, Jason. I mean, there was so much noise made by the state and territory health ministers in advance of this deal, and they were sort of stating how important it was for people in aged care or stranded in hospital. But then when the deal was done, there was radio silence. So what's happened to this promised money to get those stranded patients out of hospital and getting them into residential aged care? And so that's what basically the question we're asking and why, I guess, the whole point of the conversation with you this morning, which is great.
So have you received any sort of reaction to your question?
No. And this is the, there's no, you look at the statement that the Prime Minister's released, and there's talk about in there around NDIS funding and what's happening in that regard. But as far as the aged care aspect, in particular stranded patients, which in Queensland is around 900 that are in that stranded position, and obviously the situation for them personally, but also their families in helping to support them at this time. They shouldn't be stranded in hospital. Hospital is not the place for somebody who needs to be supported with aged care.
Well, and a lot of the patients, sadly, suffer dementia, and the hospital environment is not the right environment for them to be in, is it?
Absolutely. And we see their condition as far as if they do have, dementia symptoms, that we do see their condition diminish because hospitals don't have that capacity to provide that personalised intensive dementia support, and that's where residential aged care does a lot of that sort of heavy lifting and that support, and why there needs to be appropriate money channeled into that residential aged care area to just open up more beds. I think last year they built about 800 aged care beds. And we should be building around 10,000 every year going forward. The Treasurer announced in that intergenerational report, that was what, 2 years ago, this, it was going to set the tone for the economy for the next 40 years. Over 85s were going to triple, plus 65s were going to double. So we knew about this, that funding is not being channeled in the right area in terms of residential aged care. There's more money in support at home, which is good, but in terms of residential aged care, there needs to be more appropriate money put in that area.
Chris Grice is the CEO of National Seniors Australia. Appreciate your time this morning. If we leave these patients, particularly with dementia, and I was in hospital last year and I was in a private hospital and I could only get a bed in a dementia ward, and I saw it firsthand. The patients are frightened. I guess from your point, does it make them sicker as well when they're not getting the right care?
Well, the thing is that, hospitals, you want to be in there for the treatment that you're in there for, and you want to be able to be discharged as quickly as possible. And so it's the best place to be out of if you are in a healthier situation. And that care should just be dedicated for those that sort of really need that, that medical care. It shouldn't be just there for somebody that just has to, stay in a bed just because they don't have somewhere that they can call home. We want somewhere for these people to be able to call home
and have some sort of normality, right? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
For many of them, it's residential aged care.
And Queensland seems to carry the can when it comes to aged care. And why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to work out? Is it we don't have the resources to build the facilities and then staff them? Is it that simple?
There's not enough building that's going on, and those construction challenges are sort of right across the society, whether it's home building and what have you. But Jason, workforce is a big issue, and we need to make sure at every opportunity we promote aged care as an aspirational career, and that we promote the importance of somebody working in aged care and having the best and brightest sort of thing. As opposed to, I can't get other roles, so I'll go into aged care. We need to have the best people working in that area. They should be supported, and we need to have more workers. And that can even mean, for example, that I know that there's a number of folk who are working in aged care that are transitioning to retirement and they're on the pension. And even from the point of view of letting the pensioners to work, that those who want to continue to do work, if you're on a pension, if you do more than 2 days of work a week,
it's not worth
you're basically tax the equivalent of 50 cents in the dollar.
Yeah.
And we've got to push every button, pull every lever we possibly can to have as many workers as possible working in that aged care sector.
My mum did exactly that, what you're talking about, and before she passed away, it wasn't worth her doing it because she'd lose a pension. But she had a skill set that she could use to help other people. But I'm sorry, I can't use you more than it was about 20 hours a week or something ridiculous.
Yes,
and she couldn't do any more. Which again, there was a hole in the system. What about skilled migrants? Can we bring in skilled migrants in the aged care sector to fill the hole?
We can. However, the challenge, Jason, comes back to housing. It's all roads seem to lead. We can bring those migrants in to help support that industry, but again, where do we house these people? And so that's another focus that the government. I mean, they promised tens of thousands of homes being built. Lots of noise was made in South Australia pre-election for the South Australian government to get these new homes built down there. Where's that happening in Queensland, and where is it being targeted into areas that can support, in particular regional and rural, because we have challenges in the city, but in regional and rural Australia, aged care is just the challenges are compounded because of not being able to get workforce if you don't have homes to house these people.
Well, mate, stick around. We're going to talk about that after 11 o'clock this morning here. On mornings, just finally, what do you want to see happen? What is the fix? What is your suggestion for the fix?
Well, in particular, we need to have a meaningful, constructive dialogue between the states and the federal government to actually identify why are there places available in the reports that are provided in terms of, in Queensland, for example, we've got 91% occupancy in terms of residential aged care. We know how many people are stranded. So why can't these people go in there? What's stopping it? And so that's why we've got to get them together, work out where are the gaps? Why can't we put these people into residential aged care where there is capacity? And so we need to get to the bottom of this, and rather than sort of doing just sort of press type announcements, they've got to get in a closed room with no media in there, and basically thrash out, well, why are there gaps, and get the money channeled into the right area, and get these people out of hospital and get them into residential aged care.
Keep up the good fight, Chris. Chris Grice, CEO of National Seniors Australia. Can you keep us updated, mate? And you're welcome on the program anytime.
Thanks, Jason. Thank you very much.
No worries. 9:45. Your thoughts on that? 133-882. I mean, we get phone calls, emails from lots of you.